The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, ended lower on Wednesday, snapping a two-day winning streak, as the benchmark KSE 100 index fell around 750 points on the back of profit-taking at higher levels. Despite the early momentum that pushed the index above 117,424, late-session selling, particularly in large-cap exploration and production, E&P stocks, reversed gains. The market also failed to recover the Monday tariff gap, signaling a bearish near-term bias. Among active stocks on the index, 25 advanced while 71 declined. UBL, plus 0.87%, stood out, reporting a 125% year-on-year YI jump in 1QCY25 earnings per share, EPS, to 29.34 rupees, along with a dividend of 11 rupees and a 2-for-1 stock split. Stocks closed sharply lower in the earnings season amid 3.5% contraction in large-scale manufacturing, LSM, growth for February 2025, and investor fears over the outcome of U.S.-China tariff war, said Asan Mayanti of Arif Habib Corporation. Rupee instability and the dismal data of cement sales for March played the role of catalysts in bearish close at the PSX, he added. At the end of trading, the benchmark KSE 100 index posted a decline of 755.40 points, or 0.65%, and settled at 116,020.11. Arif Habib Limited, AHL, in its report, wrote that the market failed to recover the Monday tariff gap and witnessed a downside displacement, reflecting a bearish near-term bias. Key gainers included UBL, plus 0.87%, Ingro Fertilizers, plus 1.28%, and MCB Bank, plus 0.94%, while Mari Petroleum, minus 2.51%, Pakistan Petroleum, minus 1.75%, and PSO, minus 2.43%, were the major drags on the index, it said. UBL reported strong 1QCY25 results with EPS of 29 rupees and 34 paise, plus 125% YI, and a dividend per share of 11 rupees. It also announced a 2-for-1 stock split. The performance was driven by a 200% YI rise in net interest income and a 1.6 billion rupees provisioning reversal. Meanwhile, AHL said, Pakistan planned to boost imports of cotton and soybean from the U.S. in an effort to reduce its trade surplus and avoid potential U.S. tariffs. Technicals show a downside move from the key gap zone, 117.6K, 118.6K, with the high on day at 117.4K, reinforcing the bearish outlook. Topline Securities reported that the bourse had a hot and cold session, which reflected a mix of optimism and caution among investors. The market opened on a strong footing, gaining 648 points in early trade. However, the momentum fizzled out in the second half as profit-taking took center stage, it said. The index slipped to the intraday low of 999 points and closed at 116,020, down 755 points. The volatility could be largely attributed to the ongoing trade tensions between the United States and China, which reignited concerns about global economic stability and impacted investor sentiment, Topline added. JS Global analyst Mohammed Hassan Athir said that the KSE 100 index snapped the two-day winning streak to close lower at 116,020, minus 0.65%.